Adil, you're one of five men who are going to be the subject of this documentary. How did this project begin?
The project began, I think, 2-3 years ago when Amar contacted me. I was just released from jail and I was winning my case in front of the Supreme Court before the last decision in front of the federal courts. And he told me about the project, and I like it, and I start participating with him. So it's a huge effort from him, years of interviewing the families, the five men, and the secure certificates, and I hope it will go forward.
Mm-hmm. What about your personal experience and journey throughout the whole ordeal? When did that begin, and what is it like now, reflecting on those moments?
It's really difficult to summarize 7 years in some words. 2 years in jail and 5 years with strict conditions, wearing a bracelet, a curfew, and without cell, without internet, living just in your apartment, being in very very hard conditions, especially with people, you know, your friends, ordinary people, scared from you. It's it's not easy to summarize all this. I think it will take a book to talk about it. It was very, very hard experience, and I hope that people who are behind this will be accountable one day.
What is your life like now? Have you been able to repair the friendships and the relationships with your family and the people that you would interact with on a day-to-day basis from before?
I think we have before secure certificate and after secure certificates. For me, it's clear. My life changed. I don't have the same friends. I don't have the same people. I'm working very hard, doing too much things. I'm trying to, to recuperate. Can I say it in English? To recuperate all this time. So I'm doing too much things. I have 4 children too. I'm trying to finish my PhD, and I'm teaching full time, doing lots of activism to help people who are suffering from injustice.
How do you feel knowing that your case has become a case that is sort of held up as an example of, in a lot of respects, the problems with the Canadian judicial system and the security forces in Canada? How do you feel about that?
I will tell you, I'm really proud about all the efforts we put and all the work we have done during the last seven, from 2003 to 2010, two Supreme Courts. I think it was fundamental decisions. The first one against this injustice, against the law, security certificate system, and the second one against against CSIS, because CSIS was really free to tape phones, to record people, to destroy evidence after, and to give some, not even some summary, but just what they call operational reports, written by any senior agent and not reflecting the reality of people who were suspected by being threat to national security, not even terrorism. So I think two major decisions. I'm really proud about those decisions. And finally, too, because we worked very hard to show all Canadians and Quebecers that here in Canada it's not heaven for everybody, and it's hell for some people who are not prepared to fight a whole system. It was David against Goliath. It's 3 to 5prosecutors with all the help they want from immigration ministry and public safety ministry, RCMP, CSIS, border agency, a huge machine. And somebody was in jail, just released from jail, not working, no money to have lawyers. And you have a lot of prejudice of stereotypes in the media. In the beginning, they were very helping very strongly the government and not reporting the reality of the case, but slowly to slowly, and they start realizing the injustice. And so I think we did a huge work, but for every step, there is a sacrifice. Sacrifice from time, from your life. I didn't choose to be an activist.
So. Do you think that a lot of people in Canadian society recognize or are becoming aware of what you go through and what a lot of other people go through in Canada and how it's not a paradise for everyone?
I think that our cases, the five cases, were not just cases being studied in universities. I think we could go to the popular side and to have lots of links with small associations in every corner of Montreal or Toronto. We worked very hard. I did a big trip from coast to coast, from Halifax to Vancouver, and I give conferences in community centers, in universities, and I talked with ordinary people, and I noticed that people are not just trusting the government blindly. They start thinking, you know, in Canada, United States, the media of the media of the government, media of corporations are really strong, and we don't have a huge opposition. I'm talking about leftism in tradition, like in Europe. So here, people normally trusted their government and trusted their media. In Europe, it's a little bit different, but I think after Iraq, after area of Bush, and I'm putting the secure certificate inside this this the beginning of the 21st century, people realized in Canada that their government are not saying the truth, not always saying the truth. They can sometimes make mistakes. They can sometimes not just make mistakes, but create the mistakes.
Well, and so tonight, the screening of The Secret Trial 5, is the film completed?
No. I think they are showing some screens and talking about this project, but the project is not done. There's a lot of work, and we are hoping that people will support this huge effort from Amar. You know, the history is written by the winners and by the most powerful. And we don't want ceases and right media to write our stories. It's really important that people got the truth. So it's why we have to, I think we have, and we must help Amar to finish this documentary.
Thank you so much. Is there anything you'd like to add?
It's difficult.
Okay.